motherfucker just because he can. Bury the body and dip out was his plan. But let me start off from the top. Before people got shot, before bodies got dropped, before bullets got popped, a working man named John had a girlfriend named Jane. A crazy bitch that drove old John insane. But he loved her, but no one above her. And she felt the same, she was his number one lover. But he was wrong and caught the bitch cheating in his own house with his best friend beating. Crazy thoughts were running through John's head. Should've let it go or leave this dumb bitch dead. Fuck it, I'ma shoot this bitch. Tie up and throw a body off in a ditch. He went to get his gun, which was in his truck. Ran back in the crib, not giving a fuck. Walked in the house, stuck the gun in her mouth. Told his best friend to sit his ass on the couch. She pleaded, baby, baby, please don't do it. Should've thought of that before you started screwing. Think of one more time while gripping the nine. John let a round go in the back of her mind. While his friend tried to run, he put two in his spine. A double homicide, John left fleeing the crime.
Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message that you're sending. We're all on the same journey, strap yourselves in. Cause no matter where we go, reality is king. Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message that you're sending. We're all on the same journey, strap yourselves in. Cause no matter where we go, reality is king.
A nigga named Q needed money and food. So we started slinging dope, strapped up with a tool. Bought a quarter pound of good, pumping green through the hood. Clientele building up like he knew that it would. Once he had enough dough, homie turned to the white. Rock it up, sell it quick, serving beans every night. Straight getting the cash, straight smashing that ass. Being broke for him was just a thing of the past. He was deep in the game, had the money and fame. But he got stuck up, reeing up on the cane. Hand over the money, or I'll shoot you a homie. Q said, fuck that, stuck the dude in the stomach. His adrenaline pumping and his heartbeat thumping. Q got up on his feet and he started to run. Dashing back to his whip so he could grab his piece. Did a let off five rounds left.
Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message that you're sending. We're all on the same journey, strap yourselves in. Cause no matter where we go, reality is king. Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message that you're sending. We're all on the same journey, strap yourselves in. Cause no matter where we go, reality is king.
Miss Julianne was married for 16 long years. Too many sleepless nights, so many salty tears. To be loved, she had forgotten what it was like. And for the sake of the children, she never saw a fight. One spring night, Miss Julianne sat and pondered. What she could do to escape is all she ever wondered. Leave her young ones or deprive them of their father. Deep in the soul, she knew she could do neither. 4 years passed, and then she came to her mind. Unable to see the light, some said she had got blind. She took her children down to the bay, and when she came back alone, Miss Julianne had not a word to say. Her husband went and searched for the children. All he could find was the boy's shoe and the girl's red hair ribbon. He wept to himself and went back home to his wife. And as he walked in the door, she took another life. The gunshot rang out to the distant country. The second one was more silent and left the pillow bloody. It wasn't long until the field hands came back to see the fruits of a long time planted desperate seed. And the story is told, yet no one speaks her name. They call the fallen woman for her name only brings shame. They buried her on the bay, deep beneath the sand. Her headstone reads, here lies a mother, wife, a murderer.
Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message you're sending. We're all on the same journey, so strap yourselves in. Because no matter where we go, yo, reality is king. Stories like these don't always have happy endings. I guess it just depends on the message you're sending. We're all on the same journey, so strap yourselves in. Because no matter where we go, yo, reality is king.